I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As 5.5 million Zimbabweans starve, the government's rejection of critical food aid frustrates SIM's Dave Bremer. The mandate of the gospel motivated them to reach Zimbabweans in South Africa's refugee camps.
The biggest agenda for us really is to bring people to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. In the situation where they're dying from cholera and starvation, we have to attend to that urgently. And through that show, witness not only to the individual that we're ministering to with physical needs, but to the whole community as they see love put into action.
Next, because India is a secular state, the Supreme Court says they won't allow minority persecution and ordered Christians protected. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi is cautiously optimistic, and they're responding.
We here at Bibles for the World have received urgent appeals to provide at least 50,000 Bibles as quickly as possible. These Bibles are primarily for the pastors, Christian workers, and believers who have lost everything.
And finally, Cornerstone University's Grand Rapids Theological Seminary is gearing up for their annual symposium February 9th. This year, the symposium is offering some very practical steps to help us more effectively develop multicultural relationships. Dr. David Livermore says with multiculturalism growing across the U.S., the symposium could help you as you reach out with the gospel.
I anticipate us offering people some very practical steps for what you actually do to become a church that's more welcoming or a ministry that's more welcoming to people from culturally diverse backgrounds.
Registration information is available at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Daneka Senior Story, Missionary to the Russian World and Founder of the Ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.